Good morning, everyone. Can you believe how chilly it is this morning? At least here in Laurinburg. I love this weather. Okay, I have a question for you. Have any of you ever been in a new group of people, like a new classroom or new youth group or any situation where you have to introduce yourself? And to introduce yourself, have you ever played any of those silly icebreaker games? Like two truths and a lie, where you say two things that are true about yourself and one that isn't true, and then everyone else has to guess which one is the lie. Or another situation might be getting to know your new next door neighbor or giving your teacher some info about yourself in your Google Meet so you can all get to know each other a little bit better. In any of these scenarios, what are some of the things that you would say about yourself? I'd probably say something along the lines of, my name is Hannah. I love to cook and bake. I love fall weather, like I just said. And I love being able to keep the doors and windows open and being outside without any mosquitoes. I love to eat anything chocolate and anything with guacamole. And I always cry when I watch a sappy romantic comedy. What are some of the ways that you would describe yourself? I'm guessing you'd say what sports you're into or what teams you're on. You'd probably say something about your favorite food, maybe your favorite thing to do when you're not doing schoolwork, or maybe how much you don't like schoolwork, or maybe how much you love schoolwork. There are lots of things you can say to describe yourself so other people can learn a little bit about you. But in any of these situations when you're telling other people about yourself, have you ever thought to say that you love Jesus or that you're a Christian or that your family goes to church on Sundays to worship God? The Bible tells us, let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. It also says to go into the world and to proclaim God's name in all creation. And it says not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. And that means the story of Jesus. All of these verses in the Bible encourage us to tell people about Jesus, but they also encourage us to share about our own relationship with Jesus when we are describing ourselves. And that's called our identity in Christ. So the next time you're in a situation where you have to describe yourself, think about the importance of your relationship with God and how that makes you who you are, and how that makes you act, and how it makes you talk, and why you do the things that you love to do. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to know you better each day in all that we do. Help us to share your light and your love with others by imitating your light and your love. Help us not to be ashamed of our identity in you, Jesus. Amen.